America Inside the Numbers here, a retail roundup as well. I was a bit surprised to see this. B.B. Shea, you're a foodie.
Oh, yeah.
You may know this. What's your steakhouse? What's your favorite steakhouse? Like one that's a national chain.
Oh, a national chain? Probably Longhorn.
Okay.
Longhorn or Texas Roadhouse, probably.
Oh, my God. You're right on the money. The top two steakhouses now on chains are Texas Roadhouse and Longhorn. For years, they were dwarfed by Outback.
Yeah.
Outback killed them.
What has happened?
Outback's parent company, their stock has fallen 70% over the last 5 years. And now people are saying when you go into Outback, it seems dingy, it seems dated, and people don't like going there. I haven't been to Outback in a long time, but when I used to go, there was always a jam-packed line.
The joke was, you're always on a 45-minute wait.
Exactly.
Whenever you showed up.
Exactly. So Outback has hired a new CEO, Mike Spanos. They're going to simplify the menu and try to improve restaurant operations. Basically, they're saying their steaks and their food got too expensive for what it was, and they never improved the insides of the stores, and the wait was too long, and the staff didn't do a great job. Whereas Texas Roadhouse and Longhorn, their prices went down. They started serving better quality food, even though the price was lower, and they instilled customer service into all their service.
It's very interesting. Of those three, I've been to Texas Roadhouse most recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know enough about cuts of steak to know if an Outback steak from a Longhorn steak from a Texas Roadhouse steak. I mean, they're not coming from the same lots.
Well, that's a good question. Well,
I'd assume they're all coming from the same sort of.
Yeah, you would. Outback's more expensive, according to this article. And that's one of the reasons, you know, because, of course, inflation and prices are up. So people mm-hmm. started going to Texas Roadhouse and Longhorn and loving the experience. Apparently, yeah. It's a great experience. It's fun. That's one guy said, I was an Outback customer for years, and it stopped being fun. I wanted to just eat and go. Longhorn and Texas Roadhouse make it a great experience.
What's the difference? How do they step up?
Well, they say customer service. And do they still throw the peanut shells on the floor?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's their thing.
You got me.
Just in the face of the peanut people? Peanut allergy people?
Yeah, they don't care. I loved it. The first time I went into a Longhorn, or we used to have Lone Star.
There was a Lone Star here, too, yeah.
I loved it. Listen.
They put a bucket of peanuts on your table.
Yeah. I'm a country boy from Randolph County. You know that.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of steakhouses, you know. We had where you go through the line and order your steak.
Yeah.
Remember I'd go to
Ponderosa or something?
Yeah, Ryan's.
Sizzler?
I can't remember which it was. Western Sizzlin'. And I would always get the same thing, the dude well done.
Mm-hmm.
Prompting Biggie to say, ooh, the dude well done.
Who had the dude?
I'd get the dude well done, always. That was my steak of choice at Western Sizzlin' or Ryan's or whatever. But a friend of mine, I started working here. I was 23. He's like, let's go to Lone Star. I was like, I don't know if I can afford it. And am I dressed properly? Like, yeah, come on. So we went, and the peanuts on the table and the steak I got, I thought, this is the greatest place. I loved, at that time, Lone Star and now Longhorn Steakhouse. So why do you, well, we'll ask B.B. Shea in a moment. David, you're talking about Outback, how it's apparently going downhill. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went last week, actually. It was quite empty in there during happy hour, and it was $120 for my wife, who got a burger, my daughter, who got, like, the smallest cut of steak, and then myself, who got salmon. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. We should have went to Longhorn.
Well, that's it. I think it's the price for what you get, and it's not a great experience, which is really stunning to me because when I went to Outback for the first time, I thought I'd died or gone to heaven. I loved it.
There was nothing like it.
The Bloomin' Onion, and, you know, I used to get fries with the cheese and
cheese fries.
Oh, my God.
And the chocolate thunder from Dan Under.
Thank you, David. But I haven't been in a while. And they had that brown bread with that soft butter.
That'd be my first thing to go is the brown bread.
You get rid of it?
Get rid of it. It has no curb appeal.
Well, it doesn't look right.
It looks horrible.
I'd like a crustier bread that has crust on the outside.
Or buttery rolls.
What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Outback, I've never been a fan.
Really?
Actually, I think their menu outside of steaks is lacking. Mm. As the other places, there's more options. I think Longhorn's got the best steak, but the Texas Roadhouse rolls with the cinnamon butter in a league of their own.
Yeah. That's true.
They are good.
Who had the big fat yeast roll? Quincy's.
Quincy's.
That was really good too. They're closed though, aren't they? I don't know.
I believe.
I think so too. But listen, I think you're right. Outback's menu, I never loved like the main things.
Yeah.
But the appetizers were so good. That bloomin' onion.
Absent desserts are fantastic.
Jeez. Don't change that. Keep your bloomin' onion.
Oh, they're never getting rid of the bloomin' onion. Yeah.
D, you're talking about Outback. According to the Retail Roundup, they are now getting beat by Texas Roadhouse and Longhorn after many years of dominating. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? It's D, your number one black people and listener, Seth for James.
Hey.
Wonderful to have you. Yes.
Look, Outback bone-in steak is far better than any other restaurant right now around here, unless you go upscale.
Right. The Outback bone-in. Pricey, though, I bet.
Yes.
Is it? What's the expense?
$32.
Okay, yeah. And do you compare and contrast to Longhorn or Texas Roadhouse?
No, it's much better because I go to each one.
You do.
All the time just to see which one is the better steak. And Outback beats it every time.
Okay. That's D's opinion. Thank you, D. Appreciate that. I don't know that I've been to a Texas Roadhouse. Maybe.
We've been for family birthdays and such.
Do you like it?
It's fine. I mean, it is what it is. I'll get a, you know me, I get a baby filet.
Well, yeah. Do you like?
My wife always gets the fish.
Yes. Do you like Longhorn or Texas Roadhouse?
I can't tell you the last time I went to Longhorn.
I haven't been to a Longhorn in a long
time. When Longhorn came to town, you remember their billboard with the horns on it?
Yes.
They put me up on the billboard.
You were on there.
Yeah. It was. I was not on the morning show at the time, but they put me up there in a cherry picker.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So you were familiar there. Did you eat there?
Oh, yeah. I ate there a lot.
Yeah. I used to eat there a lot, too. And I did like it now. I don't think... Does Texas Roadhouse... they don't do the peanuts, do they? That's not their thing.
Yeah, that's Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
They do. And Longhorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think Longhorn does the peanuts. Texas Roadhouse does.
I think Longhorn... I know Lone Star used to.
Lone Star did. Longhorn does not.
They do not.
No.
Okay. But you are a Longhorn fan.
I like them both, yeah.
Yes. Over Outback. Well... Anyway, Outback is making changes a lot like Starbucks. They've got a new CEO, and they're going to really tweak some things.
I think all three of us watch a lot of basketball, over the weekend with the tournament, and Starbucks is spending a fortune on commercials. And have you noticed what they're calling themselves? They say, we're the Starbucks Coffee Company. It used to just be, they just shared the logo.
Starbucks,
didn't even need to say the name. Everybody knew the logo. But now they're really pushing, hey, stick around. Refills are free.
Yeah.
Read your book. Bring your laptop.
Yeah, that's right.
Use the toilet.
It's very surprising to me that they've fallen off some, because at one point they were just red hot.
Yeah.
You know, it must be hard. Like McDonald's has such a track record of being on top. You know, I mean,
how do you do it?
Years and years.
There was an article. It's not the same thing at all, but somebody wrote an opinion piece over the weekend about the NFL going to 18 games.
Yeah.
When will the NFL implode? When will we say that you?
Yeah.
There's too many games on too many nights.
I know. I was watching.
Mark Cuban says the NFL will implode.
He does.
He says it will become top heavy.
I saw an interview. It was Dan Patrick interviewing Mike Golic. And he asked him, is there ever too much? And Golic's like, no, we love it so much. We'll just keep eating it. And Dan Patrick said, you know, I like ice cream. I'm not going to eat a gallon of ice cream. And Golic's like...
Yeah, you can't bet on chocolate chip and Rocky Road.
Golic said we're not even close. He's like, we are not even close to having too many games or too much.
I mean, it dwarfed the NBA ratings on Christmas when there were football games on Christmas.
What do you say? It just teabags all the other sports. It just puts your crotch right in your face.
Right in the face.
It's true. I mean, they have taken... Used to, the NBA, they give you Christmas. Like, all right, NBA, you take... Now they're like, nah, we'll play on Wednesday.
You know what?
Christmas is a Tuesday, we'll play. We don't care. We'll put three games there. We'll crush you. And they do. They do. Yeah. But I tend to agree with Cuban, though. If you go too many... One thing that's special about the NFL is there's 16, 17 games. If you get enough, it's like, okay, enough already. I mean, you know, baseball has 162 games. There's nothing special about it. It's on all the time. Mm-hmm. Same with the NBA. NFL, I don't know what that point is, but at least Golic said we're not even close to it because we love it so much. And it has become certainly the national pastime. This is the woman who, she's considering a lawsuit, but honestly, I'm not sure who she would sue. Maybe the airlines. It's American Airlines. There is a woman who woke up after being asleep on a flight on American Airlines. She was going from Charlotte to Los Angeles.
Mm.
And she says, I fell asleep almost immediately when the plane took off. And she always does. She flies quite often, and she always falls asleep. So she's on this cross-country flight, which is what, 6 hours?
At least six, yeah.
Okay, from Charlotte to L.A., and she fell asleep quickly. She woke up with, like, shutter sounds, like, and she wasn't sure what it was. Well, a lot of people around her were taking pictures, but nobody said why. She's like, all right. She gets to her destination in Los Angeles. She gets to her Airbnb and discovers her hair is braided. One of the passengers braided her hair.
All of it or just a single braid?
One braid. Just okay. One single braid while she was asleep and took video.
Not like Bo Derek in 10.
No. Just one braid. But she says that that's a real...
It's an affront.
...breach of personal space.
There was a braid in my head. Now, let's talk about how that happened. Now, some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair and you didn't know? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate, okay? As soon as the plane takes off, I'm knocked out. It wasn't until I got to my Airbnb to decompress, I'm about to take a shower, I'm putting my hair up, and that's when I discovered a braid in my head. And I said, hold the f*** up. I ordered this wig from TikTok shop. Did they send me a wig with a braid in it?
No.
Wait a minute.
No.
So it's not her own hair.
No, it's a wig. And she didn't.
What's that on your head? A wig.
She didn't feel it.
But it's not her own hair.
No, it's not her own hair.
And so I can almost understand. But how long is her hair?
I guess
it had to be really long.
Must have been long enough. I wonder if it was coming through the.
It had to have
the seat.
Like if she pushed her seat back, yes. It maybe part of it fell through between the seats.
Because she's sleeping.
Because she's asleep.
And she said, "I don't sleep. I hibernate."
But when you, regardless of when you land, do you go to the bathroom first?
Don't you know
before typically. You get before you even get your bags? How do you not check your look in the mirror?
I guess she didn't. She didn't know until she got to her place.
Airbnb.
Yep. Yeah. And now. She's saying, all right, whoever was in seat 23B, I want you coming forward. I know it was you.
It had to be somebody in that row.
She said, I know who it was, and I want you to come forward and admit you braided my hair. American Airlines, for their part, says, the safety, comfort, and convenience of our passengers is all that matters to us. That's an assault. She's like, I've been assaulted here. Nobody touches me while I'm asleep. And everybody was taking pictures. She says, what y'all taking pictures of? Oh, nothing. I felt bad for her.